I'm Pat Kerrigan, and on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Elliot Williams. He's a principal at the Rabin Group, also ran the Office of Congressional Relations at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement a few years ago. And Elliot is here to talk about the consequences of President Trump's immigration court quota. Good morning, Elliot. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So President Trump wants immigration judges to enact quotas as to the number of cases it solves every year. Now, there are well over 500,000 cases pending. What is the upside? What is the downside of this directive?
Sure. In theory, you would think that putting a quota on would get more cases completed and moved on. The problem is that justice doesn't work on a quota system, and people are coming to our immigration courts expecting their cases resolved fairly and quickly and efficiently, and requiring judges to, you know, to speed through cases just so that they can get a bonus, which is ultimately what, you know, the end effect would be, is bad for the rule of law and bad for justice generally.
Yeah, I feel less lucky on the roadways if the officers that are patrolling them have a quota for giving out tickets. This is obviously a much larger consideration than that. Wondering, though, Elliot, if expediting the immigration cases, which I think would be necessary in some cases for the judges to reach that quota, if expediting those cases would give immigrants a better reason for appeal.
You know, more than expediting cases, what we should push for is getting more lawyers into immigration court, because part of what's slowing, you know, gumming up the cases is that people are representing themselves, right? And to some extent, having more people in the immigration system who understood it and could help cases move along efficiently would actually be much better. You want to avoid, in any sort of legal setting, in any sort of, you know, where people's rights are at stake, you want to avoid forcing the system to rush people through. The issue, and the point I made in an article I wrote recently on this, is that the problem is that there just aren't enough judges, right? There's something like 380 or so positions for judges nationwide, but each judge has a docket of like 1,600 cases.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a lot of judges.
No, it's not. For when you think about how many millions or, you know, tens of thousands of people are going through the system in the course of a year. So what, you know, the bigger issue is that Congress should probably just increase the number of judges, because just, you know, again, I use that number of 1,600 or 1,700 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what that would mean in the course of a day, or in the course of, in the course of a week.
You know,
they're required to burn through these cases very, very quickly. It's just not enough of them. That's the issue.
Is it a tough sell, Elliot, to get lawyers to specialize in immigration law?
That's a great question. I think, you know, to some extent, what we would need to do is, one, encourage people to get into immigration law, and two, there are many places where you could train law students or other individuals to, you know, to assist in the process, right? But, you know, when you say a tough sell, it's a complicated body of law, but to some extent a fulfilling one, and we should certainly encourage legal services organizations to send people to do more immigration work.
Yeah, there's plenty of it to go around, obviously. Now, Elliot, the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to tackle that issue beginning this afternoon. What would your expectations be of this?
Well, you know, the tricky thing is that Congress, and just one clarification based on when they ran that article, they had that hearing yesterday.
The problem,
it's great that they're talking about it. The problem is that Congress, as you know, tends to be pretty partisan and pretty dug in.
Yes.
But one positive thing, and even from your own senator in California, Senator Harris, introduced a bill with a few other senators to address some of these questions. It's called the Immigration Court Improvement Act. And one point that they make in that bill is that performance appraisals for judges not be measured using any system of completion goals, because you really don't want to be evaluating judges based on how quickly they get through cases. What you want to evaluate them on is whether they're getting it right,
yeah,
and whether they're good lawyers, right?
I think so, any of us who might imagine ourselves in the court system for any reason would not want the judge judge to be on any particular timetable with our case.
To meet quota. So, no, you don't want that at all. It works for traffic cops. Does not work for our immigration system.
Yeah, it is it's a thorny question, that's for sure. Elliot, thanks for shedding some light on it. We appreciate that.
And thanks for having me. I appreciate you inviting me.
All right, that is Elliot Williams. He is a principal at the Rabin Group. There's a lot about immigration, and worked for the Justice Department, too, a deputy assistant attorney there.